Would you please share with us a little bit of information about your journey as a healthcare provider?
Yeah, well, I actually, I was teaching religious studies through until the age of about 43, and I decided to go back to school, and I have like a, I guess I have like a torturous part of my personality that likes to do difficult things. So I went back to medical school and was in medical school from age 43 to 48 and graduated at age 48. I've been in practice, this is my 15th year now. And I've been in Sacramento the entire time. I'm a primary care doctor. I started off as a legal name of our business is the Diabetes Naturopath Center because I felt like I was going to be doing a lot of work and mostly with diabetes because my mom died from diabetes and that was the thing that I felt naturopathic medicine could most easily take care of because it's such a type 2 diabetes is so preventable. But then realized that Sacramento, the need, there's only one other ND naturopathic doctor in Sacramento at the time, so I decided to focus on more primary care. And now I'm really putting more of my attention on brain health.
What type of clientele do you see?
Well, my average patient has been pretty consistent over the years. It's about 48 years of age, female. Do see about 70% women, 20% men, and about 10% kids, something like that. Hispanic, I see a lot of Hispanic. I see a lot of Russian from the Ukraine, and a lot of diversity here in Sacramento. So it's very interesting. Quite a few African American, and just kind of the general, primary care.
What are the most common clinical complaints you encounter in your practice?
Anxiety, depression, fatigue, hormone imbalance. I do a lot of hormones. I do a lot of menopause and andropause. So these are some of the most common ones that I treat, as well as a lot of brain health related, a lot of digestion as well.
How did you first hear about Sonesco?
Well, there was a woman, it all goes back to her. She contacted me. So that's how I found out about it. And the reason why that I decided to, what made a big difference with Sonesco over another competitor was the reports that were so extensive. It seemed like the other lab reports were more like, well, here are the results, good luck. And with Sonesco, it was like a very detailed report that explained to the doctor and also to the patient what actually was going on in relationship to their symptoms and their neurotransmitter and adrenal results.
What made you decide to try our approach?
Well, I've always been interested in brain health, and certainly I didn't learn that much about it in medical school, serotonin and GABA and dopamine, but I knew that adrenal fatigue was another issue I didn't feel really comfortable with when I first started, but then that's who works were coming in. So I got comfortable with it really quick, and Sonesco seemed to be the most supportive network.
Are there any features about Sonesco's line of target nutritional therapy or TNT that drew you to the formulas, like the quality, the dosing, the safety of it?
Well, certainly the safety was important, and I really felt like that it would be beneficial and also financially cost saving to basically have, if you know what the problem is, like low serotonin or low GABA, low dopamine, then you can use the products to be able to help support those particular ones that it made a lot of sense that you didn't test and then go out and just tell people to go off the shelves and buy this and buy that. But there were products that would actually help to raise serotonin or GABA or dopamine. So it made a lot of sense based upon the two going together, the testing as well as the supplements that support those particular areas of neurotransmitters or adrenal support.
How do you determine if a formula is right for a patient?
Well, I first of all, I take a look at the results in the Sonesco test, and I look at their symptoms, and I look at their symptoms, I look at the objective results, and then determine whether that particular supplement would be helpful in that particular case. And, you know, sometimes it's a matter of financial, sometimes it's not a matter of medical, but it's more financial. And I usually start with Sonesco recommendations and go at it that way to be in a safe, you know, to be in the safe lane, to go gradually and begin those exactly on schedule, that rather than, you know, making up my own approach, but following through on what Sonesco recommends. And I found that that approach has always worked really well. There's certain times I have to reinvent the wheel in my practice, and there's other times when I don't need to. And I felt with Sonesco that I don't really need to reinvent the wheel. It's already right there. So I just have to know to test, and then I'll follow through on the recommendations. And I don't always do the recommendations, but for the most part, I do.
Tranquilin is one of our three inhibitory support formulas we offer. It's a unique chewable raspberry flavored formula targeting serotonergic and GABAergic neurotransmission. Additionally, this formula can be used in acute situations for rebalancing the inhibitory system. The ingredients within this formula are myo-inositol, L-theanine, and 5-hydroxytryptophan. And so, what type of health concerns do you find this product most helpful for?
I find it helpful for situations like autism or ADD, anxiety. I find it especially helpful for kids. I've seen a lot of good results with children, but adults can take it as well. One of the features that parents like about it is that it seems to work fairly quickly. It's not something that has to build up over a long period of time. It's something that will basically have a positive effect on them within, you know, minutes or a pretty short period of time. They can see changes. And so it's safe. And, you know, I've had results up to having kids taken up to, I think, 8 is the maximum per day. Typically, people don't need to take that many. It's helped helps a lot of kids.
What types of clients do you recommend this product for or potentially avoid the use with?
Well, I don't really have any patients that I would not recommend it for. I guess if they were already on, you know, a lot of 5-HTP or they're on another supplement that already had some of these elements in it, then I may not, but the levels of 5-HTP are pretty low in them, so I don't worry too much about it. So there's really very few people I would recommend not taking it. It may not be my first choice among a number of different supplements, but certainly that I would think about it when it comes to especially kids. And again, I've used it in adults too, but there's really very few people, because the dosages are small, that I would not recommend.
Do you have any tips for using this product? When, how much, sensitive patients?
Well, I would say to start off with one and see how they do, just like with anything, probably not go more than a couple per day. The first day or two, just, but I think with any kind of medications like supplements like this, recommend you start off slow and then see how they do, see how they react. And then, you know, any product, even water can have a side effect. So you really want to go gradually. And then, you know, if there's no problem at all, then you can increase the dosages, but maybe several per day, spread throughout the day.
What issues or objections, if any, have you encountered in using this product? How did or did you overcome those issues?
Well, I don't really remember any objections to the product. Sometimes people would want to take more than I would recommend. And so that was really the only thing I came into, because it worked so effectively, but maybe not enough that they wanted to stay with the lower dosages.
How often do you alter the protocol or your recommended dosing of this product after a retest? Do you find yourself adding this formula after a retest?
Yes, I will. After a retest, I will change what I'm recommending to go along with. In fact, I tell patients that one of the benefits of retesting, and even though it costs money to test, that oftentimes you save by using less of the product down the road. If those supplements are working, then you don't have to take as much. So better to reduce the dosage if we're able to, that we found that the supplements have been beneficial, and the testing demonstrates that.
Do you recommend this product in combination with other products or Sonesco products?
Well, I mean, typically it's not done at the same time as you would take Prolend. So it's usually more of a smaller dosages, or for people that are that their serotonin levels may be okay, but not optimal. So you'll take a smaller amount. I would recommend it with omega-3s and other kind of support system for brain health. And there's certain B vitamins, perhaps a multivitamin, but other things that are going to be supportive. We also do a nutritional hair test that shows us the nutritional deficiencies. So I might use it at that to try to know more exactly what supplements to add in addition to the Tranquil. Of course, we always were looking for finding and treating the cause of disease, whether it's ADD, autism, or anxiety. So we're working on toxins and heavy metals, toxic metals, and we're trying to find other things that are going on that the person may have been exposed to. So rather than just giving supplements, we always want to find out, well, why, you know, why is this person the way they are? Why are their neurotransmitters levels the way they are? Could be based upon one of the 80,000 toxins in our environment.
Do you have a specific patient success story with the use of this product you'd like to share?
Well, I mean, the one that would be the most memorable was one that was probably two. And one was a child that was really had extreme discipline or behavioral problems. And the mother was also had some anxiety and other issues as well. And so together it was a difficult situation, but the Tranquilant really helped the child to just kind of mellow out and be calm, and really made a huge difference, because the child was upsetting. I mean, the whole family structure was threatened, and the child seemed to be able to respond better to directions and things after taking Tranquilant. And then another patient was probably in her late teens. And we also used a lot of hyperbaric with her, but she had a lot of anxiety and depression, but a lot of really unusual symptoms. And sometimes she would just kind of scream, but the Tranquilant helped her just to be calm, and to, she would talk to herself a lot, and that cut down drastically. And she would kind of have this laugh. She would just all of a sudden just start laughing. She laughed quite a bit, just apparently for no reason. And that really helped to calm her down and to be more, because this issue with her just kind of came up. All of a sudden she was doing really well in school and everything was going on. And all of a sudden, just like a switch got flipped in, and she all of a sudden became like a different person. And so this Tranquilant helped her too, to be able to get through her days with more peace and tranquility. And it would help her also when she was in the hyperbaric oxygen, so that she could get in the hyperbaric. So they would never do the hyperbaric oxygen without having taken the Tranquilant. And the parents would ask, how many she could take, and she would take up to 8 a day. And typically less with times on difficult situations.
When you're working with children, are there areas that you see improvement in when they're taking the Tranquilant?
Well, I mean, the first thing I think is it's kind of like it's a good name, and maybe I'm kind of prejudiced because of the name of the product. Kind of tells what it does. And in Ecuador, they have a word. My wife's from Ecuador, and they have a word called Tranquilo. And so it basically means they think of themselves in Ecuador as tranquilo, like tranquil, you know, like calm people, you know, they don't. And so the Tranquilant was a perfect name for me, because I've been married to an Ecuadorian for close to 32 years. And so, while I can't always say the Ecuadorians are tranquilos, that I can say that the medications certainly help people to be more calm and tranquil and be able to get through the day and be able to, I believe, focus more and to complete tasks. But just in general, they're able to be calmer. And so it's amazing what you can do when you're calm. And so I think that the name of the product was appropriately named, at least from the way I would use that word more like in Spanish than I would in English. And so I think it's, you know, a major thing if you can help, if there's a company has a product, then help kids to be calm, to not have anxiety, to be able to complete tasks, and to be able to not act out as much and that kind of thing. So I think it's all, it's all really good. And I think that's what every patient, I mean, every parent wants, every teacher wants, is your kid not to be drugged out, but to be, just to be able to be calm. And again, not negatively affected and like calm of the, you know, in a negative way, but calm in the sense of like they're not needing to react or to get emotionally upset or that kind of thing. So therefore they're able to complete their tasks more and be able to focus more.
Do you find that this product helps improve compliance with other things that you're doing?
Well, I mean, I think that it helps too for the rest of what we're doing. So if we can do the Tranquilet earlier on, then the following through on taking the supplements and also I think for the parents is that they're able to see more success earlier. And so a lot of people that are, you know, when you're paying out of pocket, that you're paying for tests and it's out of pocket and all these things, it can get pretty costly. So when they start seeing results earlier, I think that makes a huge difference.
Do you ever give this, give Tranquilant before you get the test results? If you suspect this patient could really benefit from some calming or anything, or do you always wait for the test results to come in?
I do occasionally not wait until the test, because I haven't found it to be any negative consequences. So typically with most of the time before I do Sinesco products, I wait until the tests are done. And then also that I can demonstrate to the patients that, you know, here it is, here's the need. I like to be able to show patients that the need for something just than just recommending supplements out of the blue, even though they came in for help. Sometimes I will, if it's a matter of like, we really need to help this kid right now. Other times I'll just wait. If I can get the parent on board that, look, here are the results. And this is what we're recommending based upon those results. But oftentimes it seems like we're doing more science and we're not just like a big supplement. So, we're not just a health food store selling supplements.